In the Yontem of Hanukkah, there's some very interesting din that we don't find by any other mitzvah. There's a din in Hanukkah that if someone sees Neiris Hanukkah, if he hasn't lit in his own house, he has to make a bracha, Birchas Haroya. We don't find if someone sees matzah and he didn't eat matzah, or lulav, or sukkah, he makes a certain bracha when he sees it, when he sees the mitzvah done, or he sees the chefts of the mitzvah. So why is it by Hanukkah that we find this special inyan of when you see the mitzvah, you make a Birchas Haroya? We find also in the Haneris Halalu that we say right after we'd light Neiris Hanukkah, Haneris Halalu Kodeshem ve'ein lonu reshus lishtamash behem ela l'roisim belvad. So it would seem like there's a special inyan for a person to actually see the Neiris. What's the sin of seeing the Neiris? We also find that Chazal didn't make any type of zecher for the Nes of the Melchama that was in Hanukkah. The only thing, the only mitzvah that we have is a zecher to the Nes of the actual lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why Dafka? Why Dafka Neiris Hanukkah? There's an interesting lashon of in Halacha when it comes to Neiris Hanukkah, Yizor Ma'oid. We don't find that by Neiris Shabbos, Yizor Ma'oid. Why is Dafka Neiris Hanukkah have Yizor Ma'oid? We also find that the mitzvah of Hanukkah has Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. The Iker mitzvah of Hanukkah, a person is supposed to, as much as possible, to be Mahadr. And we have Dinim that are really like Chiyuvim of Mahadrim Mahadrim. Why is it that the Indian of mitzvah of Hanukkah has something special that no other mitzvah has? And there's another question that the Rishonim ask, why don't we have a Chiyuv Suda? And Halacha doesn't bring anything down about making a Suda, a Suda's mitzvah on Yom Tov Hanukkah. It does say that if a person makes a Suda and he sings Shir's V'Sushbacha, so he says, Haidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes into a Suda's mitzvah. But there's no special Chiyuv of Suda. Why not? So on that, the Bach, the famous Bach, says that the whole inyan of Hanukkah was the fact that Klal Yisrael, that Kufa, was Nisrashlu Me'avoida. What does it mean, Nisrashlu Me'avoida? That they slacked off on the Avoidas Hashem, on Avoidas Beis HaMikdash, which really needs some kind of beer. The Shemesh Shmuel asked that we don't find anywhere in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that they didn't bring karbanos. They missed one carbon. They didn't even miss one carbon tamid, even though it says they tried to be moneh them from karbanos. But they didn't miss any karbanos. They didn't miss any of the mitzvahs that they did. So what does it mean, Esrashlu Me'avoida? So he wants to be Mechadish, that what we're referring to over here is not actually doing the Avoidas Hashem. Avada, they did Avoidas Hashem. But they were missing the cheshek, the slavos, the enthusiasm, the desire, the rotzen, the cheshek. All that was missing in the time of the Maisa of Hanukkah. And it came about through, it says that the Yevanim tried to make some kind of krirus and ruchnius. They tried to belittle anything of Davar Shebekedusha. That caused Klal Yisrael to lose their cheshek and mitzvahs. They did it. Avada, they did it. But it was without the same geschmack, without the same enthusiasm. And the truth is, we find that in Al HaNisim we say, Lahashkicham Torah Secha. One of the gzeres was, they try to make them forget the Torah. How can you make someone forget Torah? Someone who has Torah in his head, he could forget it. So what does it mean that they had a gzer Lahashkicham Torah Secha? So the pshat is, that a person who has a chshivas for something, he'll never ever forget it. Someone who has a chshivas for something, that itself makes him always have to remember every part of it, something you appreciate, you remember every single detail. By making the limud haTorah something of less of importance, something that not some should be appreciated, something that not they have less of a cheshik, that itself cools a person down, and Yitaka doesn't remember what he learns, or he forgets things that he learned even, because if they have loose cheshik, so you don't remember the pratim. We know that for anything to have Ashuras Ashchina, we need Cheshik, Simcha, Slavos. In the Mishkan it says over there, it was not Varucha, Nesa, Liba, all the shyness of the fact that the Binyan of Mishkan was only done when Klal Yisrael had a Ratzin and a Cheshik. So too in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we find the Divrei Yamim, the last parak in Perek Zayin, it says that Snadvos was Besimcha. Three times the Pasuk's Madgish that the whole Nedava came Aydei Simcha. So, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only Ayidei Simcha, only Ayidei Not Varuchai, only Ayidei Nesa Libai, only with a Geshmak, with a real inner desire, inner rutzin, some kind of passion. Without that, you can't build a Mishkan. Reb Tzadik writes also that any type of Asharas Hashkin, even a person within himself, you need that Ratzin and that Cheshik in order for a person to be Zaycha to some kind of Asharas Hashkina. The Kli in the Beis HaMikdash that brought Asharas Hashkina was the Menorah. Eidus Yishebi Yisrael, Shashkina Shebi Yisrael was the Menorah. They tried, the Yevanim tried to make it, to lessen the Cheshik and the Ratzin for Davos HaBekedusha. Klai Yisrael says the Bach. What they did was they were Moisa Nefesh in order to bring back that Geshmak and that Ratzin that they have in doing mitzvahs. They restored Avodas Hashem with its fullest Darga, not just Tam Avodas Hashem. When you Moisa Nefesh are doing something, when you care for something, you do it to the fullest extent, that actually brings back the mitzvah in its fullest. That's why he says we don't have a Suda. Because the Iker is the Etzem, Avodas HaMitzvahs. The Iker is the Hal Vahida, is the thanking Hashem, is the Pnimius of a person. That's what is the Tachlis of the whole Avodas Chanukah. So it's not Dafka, something to do with eating or having a Suda. Iker is the Avodas Hashem that was done with a Cheshik and a Slavas. So that's why we find this Indian of Chanukah so much to do with Zihirus Zohar Tfei, or we have the scene in a Mahadrim and a Mahadrin, or even we find the Ragel B'neir Havalei Banam Tamid Echam. Why Dafka Banam Tamid Echam? Because when a person puts an extra Hislavas and Koyach, like the Seyed V'Shoyer Shavoyde says, that a person could be Zoycha with dancing on Simchas Torah B'Hislavas to Banam Tamid Echamim. Because by a person putting in all his Koyaches, then he's Zoycha to Banam Tamid Echam. So too by the Neir Ischanaka, Ragel B'neir Havalei Banam Tamid Echamim. When a person does something b'cheshik b'slavas. So the Iker Avoida of Chanukah was to restore the cheshik and the simcha that was done. So with this we can explain also what's the special inyan of a Raya Neiris Chanukah has to make a bracha. When you see something, Rachman al-Tzlan, if there's an accident, you hear about it, sounds terrible, you hear about it, it's fine, you're manageable. The person who was there, the person who saw it, the person saw a picture of it, he can't handle it. It's something he says, he keeps on saying it over. He sees it, it's live. It becomes a metzias. It says in the Sefer, it says in Medrashim, that Haman knew that Mordechai was not being korea meshtachva. But when he saw it, there's nothing doyme shmiya l'riya. Chazal tells us all the time. In order to be in a spoil of something, in order to have a cheshik and a slavus, they say over that the lashon of ayin is the same shorish as ma'ayon. Because it brings actually the pneumius of a person, the spring, the mind of a person, what is machshavas liboy, come out. There's a beautiful remez from the Sfasemes brings from the Sfasemes brings from the Chiddush Arim that he says that it says in Alocha that the psilois ushmanim that you do not allow to light to them on Shabbos, you're allowed to light to them on Chanukah. What are we referring to over here? He says the Oymek Chazal. Nefesh, says the Ben Ish Chai, stands for Ner, Psil, and Shemen. Every single nefesh of a person consists of a Ner Shem Nishmas Adam. The Psilos and the Shmanim that you cannot, a whole year, the Shabbos cannot light you up. The person that even Shabbos, which is the holiest, which is the most Kaddish day, doesn't have a Koyach to be Mashpi on a person. Chanukah is a time, he says, with the psilas and the shmana, which a whole year cannot do it. That's a time. Chanukah, why do we call the yontav Chanukah Lashon Chanukah? Restart. Lashon Chinuch. We're restarting everything from the start. It's not just stam, a patch. It's a new metzias when a person has the ability to get back into doing a mitzvah and avodas Hashem with its to be in, with the full inspired, fully inspired, with the full cheshik. He writes in this gevaldige yontav that has in it the ability to be inspired and the ability to do our avodas Hashem, our Torah, our Tefillah, our avodas Amidus, acting with another person with a slavas, we're doing it with a full cheshik. We have the ability to get back to that original way how to do it, to have a Chanukah, to be mechanic ourselves, to restart, reboot, and with that we'll have Asheras Hashchina and all our Ma'aseh Yadayim.